a civil authority, an elected official, will take vows on the Bible to uphold the Constitution, and you're sworn into office. When you serve on a jury, you take an oath. I used to work as an election inspector, and where people would come and they would vote. And one of my first official duties, for those of you that have served on an election board, knows that before the polls are open, we administer an oath to the poll workers so that they will be fair and upright and not do anything to destroy the vote of the people. You testify in court. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. You join the military. You join law enforcement. You take an oath. And all that is valid and right. You know, oaths have been in the news lately quite a bit. We got some time, so let me take an aside here and talk about something that's been in the news. Probably every one of you are thinking about it in some way or another. And you know, we don't spend a lot of time talking about current events, but this one I think is important enough to at least let us think about. And I'm going to give you all the answers because I don't have all the answers. But it's worth dialoguing about and worth speaking with each other about. I'm talking about Kim Davis, the county clerk, who has refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses in her county. And it's an interesting case study. We could spend a lot of time, and a lot of time has been spent on the Internet and on radio and on television, even in conversations with each other, debating the ethics of what she did. And there's some things that we just have to say right up front here. We don't know all the facts. We really don't. We know what we're told. But we're going to use this issue of conscience as a case study. Okay, so it isn't necessarily Kim Davis that we're talking about because the facts could come out to be a little bit different. We simply don't know. But there are some things that we do know. And there are some things that we can say as a general rule of fact. Okay? Did she have a moral obligation to uphold her oath of office? Yes, she does, of course. And that's what the commandment's all about. Officials in her position take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. That's not in question. That's what you do. But in Kim Davis's case, it's not really that easy. There's another factor that comes into play here. You see, when she was elected, she took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States and promised that she would do that. And then, while she's doing her job, on a 5-4 vote, and remember that means four justices are reading the Constitution differently, on a 5-4 vote, they rule that the Constitution allows for same-sex marriage, wiping out over 200 years of history. And obviously, no one that wrote the Constitution or had any part to do with it ever dreamed that, hey, we're writing this so that homosexuals can marry someday, can be married someday. That would never have come into anyone's mind. Now, when we're talking about Kim Davis, we really could not debate properly whether she's a Christian or not. We simply don't know. We have no way to know except through the news media. And if you believe the news media, then, well, you probably shouldn't do that. So I'm going to just say, okay. So Kim Davis, or anyone, takes an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, so help me God, and she does so. And for a few years, everything goes well. And if a homosexual couple were to come to her and ask for a marriage license, she would say, no, I can't do that. That's against the laws of the state. It's against the oath that I've taken. You cannot do that. Now, another couple comes to her and asks to be married, and she doesn't say, well, you know, let me examine you and see if you guys are compatible with each other. Let me see if, you know, that's not her job. Her job isn't to try to find out if they're compatible, if they really should get married to each other or not, if they legally can get married. It's her job to do it. So she'd grant that license because it's the law she was sworn to uphold. But now, here she is doing her job, and the law changes. The law of God didn't change. Some new revelation didn't come from heaven. It wasn't like what the Mormon church did when they finally decided that black men could be of the order of Melchizedek after years and years and years where they couldn't. It wasn't some new revelation. The legislature didn't change the law. It wasn't voted on by the citizens. It wasn't made a constitutional amendment, which would require 3/4 of the states to ratify the vote. Instead, 5 justices on the Supreme Court decide the Constitution of the United States already grants the rights of homosexual marriage, while 4 vehemently disagree. That's an interesting case when you think about it, isn't it? It's an interesting case of conscience. You have to ask yourself, what version of the Constitution is Kim Davis supposed to uphold? The one which she swore an oath to under God? Or the new one that she can't obey in her conscience because she knows that it's wrong? So I'll just let you mull that one over and think it through. It's an interesting conundrum. And there's interesting ramifications to all of it. And it really, if anything, it shows the treacherous times in which we live and the difficulties that we face as Christians.